You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It was announced today that New Zealand and France will bring together countries and tech companies in an attempt to end social media's ability to organise and promote terrorism and extreme violence online. This comes in the wake of the terrorist attacks in Christchurch in March, where such content was spread without restriction. The meeting will take place in Paris on May the 15th, 2 months after this attack. This will be co-chaired by the two nations. This meeting aims to seek world leaders in an agreement on a pledge called the Christchurch Call to eliminate terrorism and violent extremist content online. I talked with Martin Cocker, CEO of NetSafe New Zealand, an independent non-profit online safety organisation, taking a technology-positive approach to challenges in the technological world. We discussed this matter of online terrorism over the phone.
Well, what we're seeing here is we're seeing, you know, a couple of leading players in the space, with New Zealand and France are trying to call on other countries and other major players, other major companies in the space, to agree on a framework to address, you know, extreme terrorism and content online.
And why is this action being taken? What is this in response to?
Well, I mean, the reality is that this issue of extreme content online and especially the relationship with social media and the way that social media is used to amplify it has been bubbling away for a long time. Obviously, New Zealand was really drawn into the conversation on March the 15th, but, you know, for many players around the world, it's been something they've been dealing with for quite a while.
And so why does it need to change? You know, what is happening when this violent extreme content is spread further online?
Yeah, the problem is twofold, really. One is that these platforms are being used to amplify and share extreme hate and to rally causes that are, you know, just generally bad for humanity. And then secondly, the content that they create and distribute on these platforms is harming people around the world. So, you know, both in terms of creating and empowering, hate groups and terrorists, and then also in terms of the distribution of that content so that it harms other people, the two serious issues, and something needs to be done.
Now, this announcement is under a pledge called the Christchurch Call to eliminate terrorism and violent extremist content online. As you said, it was in response to the terror attacks in Christchurch on March the 15th. However, you did mention something, and what this was is that, and what I'm wondering about is, has this activity, has it always existed online? Has it just become a rising trend recently? What's kind of the outlier? What has had it pushed now into the mainstream?
Well, there's a couple of things. So firstly, the Christchurch event, in terms of the online components of it, were really significant a change and move in terms of the use of social media to to harm people and to promote a particular cause. Certainly it wasn't the first time social media had been used. It's not the first time that things have been recorded and distributed, but the use of the live streaming, the way that, you know, certain groups got behind distributing the content very, very quickly and had indeed, you know, been alerted to the act in advance but took no action, et cetera. Some of those things were fairly unprecedented in their sort of horribleness, I suppose. I can't remember where I started.
That's all right. I guess what I'm asking is just around this activity. I mean, has this always existed? Has this become a rising trend significantly? What have you noticed in kind of the changing ways people are using social media?
Yeah, look, as soon as there was the internet, there were criminal groups, who were trying to exploit its new powers for their causes. Certainly as social media has risen and the power of social media has risen, as more and more people have come on board and been connected by it, it's become more and more critical to both, you know, for positive use and also for negative use. So, it has been an issue that's been around a long time, but it has been increasing in its seriousness and its significance with the growth of these technologies.
And so why do you believe that it's social media? Why does it become the platform for terrorism and hate speech? I mean, there's the obvious reasons as well, but right now it's in the spotlight.
Yeah, I mean, the issue for social media is that it has a power to amplify things, and that's its positive power for marketers and for, you know, people who are trying to connect. But it's also its able to be used negatively. And so, yes, there are definitely plenty of places on the internet where, you know, there is negative activity. But, you know, these players like Facebook and Google, they've created, you know, platforms that can be abused to amplify this negative content. So, you know, it's a really important time to engage with them to try to find a solution to that particular problem.
That's right. There is, of course, the roles of the platforms themselves, you know, Facebook, Twitter, other social media giants. What role do they need to take in cracking down this hateful and violent content online?
Well, I mean, the first thing we should say is that, of course, it's not these companies who create the content. The issue is their actions in terms of response to it. And, you know, primarily what we want those platforms to do is to help us to set standards for our communities that we all agree as a community is acceptable. So, you know, first thing we're asking them is, you know, help us to do our jobs. I say us, the royal us, our countries, to do our jobs. You know, we ask them to follow their own standards and to apply their standards as quickly and effectively as possible. You know, content that exists on these platforms that we're talking about, that's been, you know, talked about in the Christchurch call, is not accepted by anybody in any of those major players. But what we're saying to them is it's one thing not to accept it, it's another thing to really invest in getting rid of it. So, you know, that's what we're asking for at the moment.
Yes. Now, so this announcement will go forward from the New Zealand government. What immediate kind of problems or issues do you see that we might encounter when we take on this responsibility for, you know, monetizing the content that we see on these platforms?
Well, okay. So in terms of the Christchurch call, the first challenge is going to be that you know, you've got to define the content which is extreme enough to be actioned by any country without capturing a whole lot of content that we might wish to see protected. Balancing a need for free and open expression and democracy against, you know, cutting down on harm is, you know, it's a difficult balance. And, you know, that's something that countries are going to have different positions on, certainly different from New Zealand.
Yes.
We, you know, there's clearly, you know, we're up against a dedicated community who wishes to use this technology to, you know, to for their causes and to harm people. And so, you know, those people are not going to give up on advancing their own efforts. And, you know, it's a constant sort of challenge. You know, the main issue, I guess, I'm just sort of riffing a bit here, but the main issue for us at the moment is that we have a particular standard and a belief about what the balance between free speech and harmful speech. But, you know, New Zealand's position and America's position are often different, and a lot of the major players are based in America, and so they adopt that position. So, you know, there's a lot of coming together required before it will be easy to do to address this kind of thing across the globe.
Absolutely. I guess what I want to ask now is on the individual level, when it comes to the average user on these social media platforms, what can they do to counteract this hate speech and negativity that is drawn online?
Yeah, the main thing that New Zealanders can do is report what they see. And, you know, certainly in the aftermath of the Christchurch attacks, we hugely as a community benefited from the reports that came from New Zealanders who saw content and reported it. That's then picked up by people like NetSafe and our local enforcement agencies and actioned by either us or by our international partners. So, you know, we don't tell people to get off these media platforms or, you know, to walk away from this kind of technology. What we say is, you know, step up and help us to try to improve the quality of the conversations that are going on, that improve the quality of the content that are on them. And, you know, hopefully we'll sort of turn the tide, but as a community.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.